Welcome to the Casserole of Nonsense with Chris, Scott, and Casey.
Hey, folks, what's happening? Hope you all are staying well and staying safe through all this sickness and coronavirus stuff. I'm Chris. Scott and Casey are social distancing like they should be, like good little boys. Guys, what's up?
Hey, long distance high five, Chris.
Long distance high five. It's a very long distance high five.
Long distance high five, too. I did not get arrested by anybody from Kentucky today, you know?
That's a good thing.
Did you go to Kentucky today?
I did not, but they're rounding up everybody apparently for not obeying the law.
Right.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Well, Casey, I can give you a good review on not a sponsor, but I can give you a good review on Raising Cane's.
Yes.
Fairly decent chicken strip there. I know that's of major importance to you, but
it is. It is life. It truly is life.
Maybe the chicken strip review could be a new segment.
That could be a 2-part show in and of itself. It really could.
Well, we could stretch that out and just make it a little more content. But I mean, that's just me.
Casserole Nonsense, the chicken strip edition.
Right. Yeah. But for
the Chicken Strip Chronicles.
The chicken. But for this episode, we continue the coronavirus sessions with something that's as out as we are. Teachers are not doing a lot of work in as usual, I guess.
No, a lot of them are having to. A lot of those who are actually still working with their kids are actually having to find new and inventive ways to teach.
Yeah, I think a lot of parents are figuring out that teachers are grossly underpaid and they do a lot more work than people think.
Yeah, yes. I think you're right. In fact, I heard a friend of ours asked his mother if, he was overheard saying that, gee, I hope I don't have the same teacher next year.
You know,
needless to say, that didn't go over well.
No, I'm sure it didn't.
You know, I live with one, and they're really having to go above and beyond what their contract says and actually deliver food to these kids right now, separate and apart from the whole teaching thing.
It's wild times we live in, obviously.
Yes. And are they required to do that, or is that just something that is strongly suggested, or are they just – I mean, I know they're doing it out of the goodness of their own heart, Casey, because, you know, like you said, teachers are vastly underpaid and incredibly undervalued. But I'm sure that there's a lot of concern because you don't know where these kids are coming from.
Yes, it's a volunteer basis right now, but they're being very highly encouraged to do it. The danger is you really don't know what environment you're going into. You don't know the people that you're delivering the stuff to. You don't know if they are taking the proper precautions. Likewise, the people that are getting the food, they don't know if the teachers are taking the proper precautions or not. So it's kind of scary, but it's necessary. It's a necessary risk for what's going on.
Certainly. I mean, a lot of the teachers out there, and I think back to a lot of the teachers that I had growing up, it doesn't surprise me that there are some teachers that are willing to go above and beyond what they're normally requested of to do. And then there would be some that I'm sure that they had their druthers they probably wouldn't have been teaching to begin with. So hey, you get all kinds, I suppose. What guys, looking back at your experience as a student, did you have anybody that stood out as a really good teacher to you?
Chris, you want to take this?
I had a couple that I would absolutely take their class again if they were still teaching. Mrs. Debbie Murray was my English teacher in high school, one of my English teachers in high school. And aside from our shared love of sports, we definitely had got along in class very well. She was really good at just finding details and just teaching fundamentals instead of, you know, making you go find the answers and then tell you why it's wrong. She actually explained things very well, which was really, really good for us.
I had the opposite thing. I had teachers that told me they would pass me if I promised they would never have to teach me ever again. No, I had some really good teachers along the lines of what Chris just said with Mrs. Murray that he dealt with. My thing was I moved around so much. I never did get a good relationship with a teacher before I was we moved around again. So every teacher was kind of on a unique scale until I got to high school when I finally settled down and actually went to school for 4 years at the same place. And I had a great one, Coach Smith, who taught advanced English in Georgia. And he was just a great guy all the way around, a good coach. But and more importantly, he knew how to reach kids, especially ones that had certain ones that had a lack of confidence and things of that nature. So he was real kind of special to me.
When I look back on it, the teachers that I had that I really liked at the time that I thought were really cool. And when you look back on it now, I kind of shifted. Like the teachers that I thought at the time were really good, I liked them because they were maybe an easy teacher, or they let people get away with probably a little bit more than they should have got away with. So looking back now, the teachers that I didn't like at the time that I thought were pushing us too hard or being too strict on us, I actually have a lot more respect for them than the teachers that just kind of just went with the flow. And I had a couple teachers that were just there to get a paycheck. But I had a lot of teachers that were hard, that wanted to push the envelope to make us better students, better people overall. And I've got a better appreciation for them now, 10 years out of high school, than I did at the time.
There were a lot of teachers that, I mean, I remember that I had I've got some teachers that I remember a lot of the lessons, like you said, Casey. Their classes may not have been easy, but I respected them. There was a teacher that taught, I can't remember the name of the class, but we called it isms because it covered all of the isms, you know, communism, socialism, capitalism. It covered all of that in high school. And she made a lot of sense, but it was a really tough class because you had to have that class to pass in the state of Georgia, to pass to graduate high school. And it was a really tough class. A lot of kids took it their junior year in the event they didn't pass. And so it was tough. I was one of those ones who couldn't get it until my senior year. And so I really, really had to pay attention and do well. But, you know, there's still a lot of things that she taught back in those days that I still remember. Chris, how about you? Anything else you have on good teachers?
I skipped around a lot. I mean, I didn't have the same teacher more than once or twice. So it wasn't like I had a lot of time to get a lot of relationships with teachers, but of course I mentioned Mrs. Murray. I actually had her, I think for a whole year, right? Actually, but most of them were only for like a semester, and so it didn't really go beyond just a normal relationship.
Well, what about a bad teacher? What makes a bad teacher that you guys think of?
I think a bad teacher is one, like I just described a few seconds ago, one that is just there kind of nonchalant, kind of just going with the flow, letting the students get away with anything and everything. That is, in a strange sort of way, when you're in the moment, when you're in school, that's a type of teacher that you love. But, you know, when you look back, those teachers are not very helpful.
No.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. I think that an apathetic teacher is probably worse than a difficult teacher, somebody who just doesn't care. And then you have those punitive teachers. I remember we had a typing teacher who, when I took their class, kind of picked on some of the kids. Because, I mean, this is a typing class. And yes, you're not supposed to look at the keyboard. But a lot of these kids had never seen a keyboard. And the ridicule that a lot of them went through, I'd finally had enough of it. And when she said something, you know, I think I just had enough of it. And looking back at it, maybe it wasn't as bad as I took it. But at that point, I just went off. And I basically got transferred out of that class because I actually just got so mad that I pitched a blue fit because of the abuse. You know, an abusive teacher and a punitive teacher. And it wasn't just me. And so I wound up with another PE class, which is, quite frankly, what I wanted anyway.
Easy credits. <know, laughs>
Well, yeah, the problem was I was playing football, so it wasn't as much easy credits as I think they said, oh, okay, so you're going to get back in here. And I think she probably said something because I don't think I ever worked out harder in that class, in that PE class, than I did after that. So she probably had something on the coaches, but there had to be some reason she was still allowed to teach kids. But I mean, you're right. I think apathetic teachers are—they're really the worst because they really don't care whether you pass or fail. Chris, have you had any difficulties with teachers of that nature?
Not really.
Are you going to plead the fifth?
I may have to plead the fifth on that one, just for argument's sake.
Well, it's easier for me in a lot of respects because I moved around so much. And let's face it, most of them are dead. So I don't have to worry so much about repercussions as you guys might. it's easy to become a bad teacher if you're jaded enough. If you just teaching's hard.
Yeah,
I was an education major for a while, for a good long while, and to be a teacher, it takes a special kind of person. And I don't think a lot of people understand that.
No, yeah,
I can totally see that. I mean, they're not paid very much. And plus, after so long, I mean, a person's ability to reason with these teenagers, it has to come at a breaking point, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Oh, not only that, but parents.
Yeah, you have to exhibit the ultimate impatience, not just with the kids, but with the parents, especially, you know, when they get older and, you know, kids are competitive about trying to get, you know, scholarship money or getting into the best schools or whatever. And you have these parents who they're helicopter parents of the worst order, the ones who will basically vulture over you to check on every little thing that their kid's doing, like little Johnny or Judy is doing in class. And if they're screwing up, guess who's getting the blame? It's not their kid.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that teachers are seen treated like babysitters, but then expected to be miracle workers.
Right.
When the parents don't invest the time. And I understand that you know, a lot of parents are working two jobs, and it's difficult to come home and make sure little Johnny's got his homework done when all you want to do is put your feet up and watch Monday Night Football. But at some point, that's got to fall back on the parent, don't you think? Just to make sure that their kid is doing everything it's supposed to.
It depends on the parent. I mean,
yes, it should. But that, as in terms of living with a teacher and hearing stories firsthand, that's not always the case.
No.
oh, I know. My wife works for the school system too. And in all honesty, you know, some of the she's real careful that she doesn't bring up any names or anything like that, because she can't. But I can tell when she's had a particularly sad day with a kid. You know, when she comes home depressed because a kid doesn't have whatever it is that it needs. I mean, quite frankly, I'm surprised that she hasn't tried to adopt, you know, 2, 3, or 12 of them, just because of the way that the disadvantages that they have. I can't imagine how bad that is for a teacher.
Yeah, it's hard to really feel or even understand how they feel at times with all they have to put up with. It's not a 40-hour week job. It's well beyond that.
Oh yeah, and as much as what they invest in it in time, they turn around and they invest in it in materials.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the materials that they have for the classrooms, they're having to supply. And, you know, somewhere around along the line, we lost our way. And not to get on a soapbox here, I know this is supposed to be an easy, fun podcast, but I think somewhere along the line, we lost our way with putting too much emphasis on, you know, all these testing and putting our dollars into that and not putting it into just making sure that teachers and students have the basics that they need to educate.
Yeah, that's exactly where our government screwed up. That's
exactly right.
And but they forgot. They wanted to see results in numbers instead of real world results. Where
it's the quantification of an industry that is really more of an art form than it ever was a science.
Mm-hmm.
Because kids have to be reached in different ways. Everybody learns in a different way. And a teacher has to understand their kids and understand how they learn and before they, you know, so they can make sure they reach as many as they can. And trying to quantify that by a test grade is iffy at best, in my opinion.
Yes.
And we all know how how valid my opinions are. But you guys knowing that, did you ever consider being a teacher when you guys were growing up or in college?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
I was a secondary education major. I was for a short while. I took most of the classes. I did everything, but I actually began my student teaching. And I still think that it probably would have been my better calling. But, you know, life has a habit of getting in the way, and it's probably a good thing. Along the same lines of what we talked about any of the other 10 majors I had in college. So, guys, talking about teachers and things like that, when we talk about the GOAT list, do you guys ready to get into the GOAT list, Chris?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Okay. So getting into the GOAT list, you know, I started looking at Hollywood's version of teachers, and usually teachers are in one of two different categories. They're either an evil person or they are almost like a sainthood type of person. It's very rare that you see an average teacher personified on screen. Most of the times they are either, you know, the heart of gold person or the very punitive and vindictive person. But that being said, you guys are the school board of Casserole County. Ooh. You guys are on the school board of Casserole County, and hey, we're building a new high school. And we've got to stock it. Okay? Now we're going to stock it with a teacher, because it's a small county. We're going to stock it with a teacher of every discipline. We're going to throw in a couple of substitute teachers, a couple of PE teachers, a principal, and then we'll have some other. So we're going to go one English teacher, one science teacher, one math teacher, one history teacher, a couple of substitutes, a couple of PE teachers, but these teachers, for the most part, are teachers / coaches, so they would be PE teachers. I didn't get into, because there's a ton of coaches out there, and I didn't want to get into, well, basically, it'd take us a whole episode just to go through coaches. That may be a separate episode. And then a couple of others, whether we want a janitor, or a dietitian, or a debate teacher, or whatever, what our extracurriculars are, and then a principal. And it could be a vice principal that we're going to hire as a principal, but that's where we're going to go. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Now, if I've left somebody off of this list, sorry. This is the best I could do. If I've left one off of this list that you guys want to put on there, then absolutely jump in, okay?
All right.
Deal.
All right. So here we go. We're going to look at English teachers first. And here are the English teachers that I came up with. Max Medina from the Gilmore Girls, played by Scott Cohen. John Keating from Dead Poets Society, played by Robin Williams. Elizabeth Halsey from Bad Teacher, played by Cameron Diaz. Linda Sinclair from The English Teacher, played by Julianne Moore. And Andy Campbell from the movie Fist Fight, played by Charlie Day.
Okay. I don't think this one is even a contest.
Well, then, Casey, you start right out with it.
It's got to be Professor Keaton of the Dead Poets Society. Robin Williams, which might be his best role. Might be. Besides Good Will Hunting, his role as a psychologist in that movie. But his role in Dead Poets Society is one of his best by far.
Chris?
Part of me wants Elizabeth Halsey just for having a bad teacher in there. But I gotta agree with Casey. John Keating is far and away the top choice.
Well, I'm going to disagree with Casey here. Casey, you're wrong.
Oh,
Dead Poets Society is not one of Robin Williams' best roles.
Wow,
it is Robin Williams' best role by far.
Oh, I thought you were going to go the opposite way with that. I was about to get really
disappointed. No, no. Are you kidding me? John Keating, that character, was the kind of teacher that everybody wants to have, especially if you were an English major, which I was.
Mm.
Okay. John Keating was the kind of teacher that I wanted to be.
You wanted to inspire.
I wanted to, yeah. I think when it comes down to it, that's what all teachers want when they aspire, when they decide to be a teacher. It's not, I want a job that, you know, I only have to work 10 months out of the year, which is a myth, by the way. But some people still think that. For the most part, when teachers start out, that's what they want. They want to be a John Keating. They want to make a difference in young people's lives. So I agree with you. And I think right off the bat, we're going to hire a John Keating as our English teacher.
Great hire.
Great hire. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's move over into science.
Yep.
We have Elliot Moore from The Happening, played by Mark Wahlberg. Walter White, played by Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad. Jack Griffin from AP Bio, played by Glenn Howerton. Mr. Vargas in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, played by Vincent Schiavelli. Scott Clark from Stranger Things, played by Randy Havens. And Trevor Garfield from 187, played by Samuel L. Jackson. And yes, I believe in 187, that was, he was a science teacher, right. Okay.
Here's what I think we should do. I think we should switch this high school up a little bit. We got the idealistic Professor Keaton, who is the personification of what you want with a teacher. Let's have the yin and the yang. Let's throw the meth head Walker White in the school and kind of balance it out.
Casey's thinking about school funding already.
I mean, is there any other choice? I mean, well, as far as science teachers go, you know, he put it into motion. So,
well, if you look at Walter White before he became Heisenberg, he was actually a fairly decent teacher and somewhat enthusiastic. Of course, the kids didn't pay much attention to him, but he was a pretty good teacher. But I just don't know if we need to introduce a drug dealer. Hey, although I will have to say, if we have to find, you know, we have a parent out of line. Yeah, let's get Heisenberg in there.
Yeah,
we'll put him over the parent teacher conference.
Yes, we got to have an enforcer in this school. So that's the reason why I'm going with Professor White.
My vote actually was going to be for Mr. Vargas from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, played by Vincent Savelli, who basically took the kids into the morgue, you know, got a little hands-on. if you guys are willing to bring in Walter White, then I'm I'm outvoted. Although Scott Clark from Stranger Things also was on my list. Chris, is that the way you're going?
Yeah, that's kind of the way I'm going. I mean, my first call would have been to Walter White. So,
okay, so we're gonna hire Walter White to handle science, fundraising, and
hey, we gotta make this very interesting environment for our students. So that's what we're trying to do here.
We are looking for characters here.
I guess we're also gonna have him. Teach entrepreneur, so business. He's also, you know, he can also coach the rifle team. we can give him a lot of jobs. All right, math teachers. So we're gonna look at Miss Nora Bury from Mean Girls, played by Tina Fey. Danny Pink from Doctor Who, played by Samuel Anderson. Arthur Collins, The Wonder Years, played by Stephen Gilborn, and Roland Prez. I can't pronounce that.
Don't even try.
Belusky, from The Wire, played by Jim True Frost.
Chris, you want to go first on this one?
This one's tough. Well, not really. Ms. Norberry, it probably is going to be the choice for me here.
My choice here is Arthur Collins from The Wonder Years. This was a teacher that pushed him hard. He took his role as a teacher seriously. He was there and very supportive when he couldn't make the grades. And when he finally did, he made it a challenge and he made learning, fun for our young Mr. Kevin there. So that my vote is going to be for Arthur Collins, even though he dies, pretty much, you know, in the first year or two of being on the show.
So I've got the tiebreaker here.
Yep.
When you watch Mean Girls, Mrs. Norbury, it was the one that had the book, wrote about her, but she was also influential on her students. It's got to be Mrs. Norbury here.
Mrs. Norbury. And I couldn't find a first name on her, so...
Anything with Tina Fey, you got to go with Tina Fey.
I'm good with Tina Fey here, for sure.
Well, I don't disagree. I think either one are quality. Okay,
so let's
move over to history.
Actually, let's do this. Let's take a break first before we do that because we're running up against it. We'll do that, okay. And then we'll come back, and then we'll finish the high school draft after this on the Casserole of Nonsense.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Casserole of Nonsense. We are in the high school teacher draft, the fantasy draft for our Casserole County High School, and we've gone through three choices so far. Let's go back and review this real quick. Our English teacher, Scott, go ahead.
Our English teacher is John Keating from Dead Poets Society, played by Robin Williams. Yep. Our science teacher is Walter White from Breaking Bad. He's going to handle our science. And for math, we have Mrs. Norbury from Mean Girls, played by Tina Fey.
Let's just make sure Walter White's going to handle science and other miscellaneous happenings.
Yes, he's also going to be head of security. He'll be our SRO officer too.
he's going to be the jack of all trades.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah. He will be the Swiss Army knife.
Yeah. Yes, as long as all the students can say his name.
Right.
So
now on to history.
Now on to history. Okay, so in history we have Arnold Hand from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, played by Ray Walston. Alex Jarrell from Teachers, played by Nick Nolte. Charlie Moore from Head of the Class, played by Howard Hessman. Eve Tingle from Killing Mrs. Tingle, Helen Mirren. Ron Strickland, from Fist Fight, Ice Cube. And Mr. Ryan from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, played by Bernie Casey.
I'm going to be honest. I have never seen any of these movies.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. This doesn't surprise me at all.
It doesn't surprise me at all, Casey, but Fast Times at Ridgemont High is on your – just go ahead and put it on your quarantine watch list.
Yes.
Okay. Arnold Hand is classic. The way he handles slackers and stoneheads, perfect. Oh, by the way, look for an early Nick Cage and as a stoner in this with Sean Penn. But anyway, Arnold Hand is excellent. Chris, I'm going to hold off on my judgment. I want to hear what you say.
See, I have a hard time not picking Charlie Moore from Head of the Class because I am a Howard Hessman fan. But anything Ray Walston did, he was really good in, and Arnold Hand, like you said, yeah, that's my choice.
Yeah, I was on the bubble. I was kind of concerned where you're going because Charlie Moore actually is a great teacher, but he taught an AP class, an AP history class. Arnold Hand would know how to handle students nowadays. When he shows up, at the night of the prom to make sure Spicoli knows the American Revolution backwards and forwards. That's a man who cares. I always thought Mr. Hand was, when I was younger, I thought Mr. Hand was just a jerk. When I got older, I realized just how brilliant that teacher is. And, but Charlie Moore, I mean, it's hard not to take him. And quite frankly, it's hard not to take Mr. Ryan from Bill and Ted either, Bernie Casey. He's a bad, bad man. But I think in this case, Chris, I'll agree with you. We'll go Arnold Hand, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Why not? Three for
and
three,
Casey will,
Mr. Hand.
And Casey recuses himself because
he has no evidence to work off of.
He has no understanding of that, I guess. So, all right, so let's move into PE. PE, we're looking at Mark Cooper from Hanging with Mr. Cooper, played by Mark Curry. Freddie Shoup from Summer School, played by Mark Harmon.
Hey, I've seen that one.
Wow.
Mr. Woodcock in the movie Mr. Woodcock, played by Billy Bob Thornton. Russell Geddes in Bad Teacher, played by Jason Segel. Brother Timothy in Heaven Help Us, played by John Hurd. Beulah Ballbricker from Porky's, played by Nancy Parsons. Coach Crawford from Fist Fight, played by Tracy Morgan. Mr. Walters from 21 Jump Street, the movie, played by Rob Riggle. And Coach Calhoun from Grease, played by Sid Caesar. We're taking two of these guys.
Taking two.
And I have, go ahead.
I'm going to hire Mr. Soup, and I'm going to hire Mr. Woodcock. Because I think that would be an interesting dynamic, them two.
That would be a very interesting dynamic. I give you that. Chris?
I'm going to take Mr. Cooper and Mr. Walters.
Mr. Walters. Okay, we're hiring Mark Cooper for one, okay? Because that's two. So I'll agree with Mark Cooper. I would like to make an argument for Brother Timothy in a movie that I'm sure neither one of you guys have ever watched. Heaven Help Us.
Can't say enough. Nope.
Put it down. You guys have to see this movie. It's a 1960s movie about kids in a Catholic all boys school. It's hilarious. When you see this, you're going to regret not hiring Brother Timothy. But I'm not touching Beulah Ballbricker from Porky's. Casey, have you seen that one?
Maybe.
That is a good answer.
Play the fifth.
I didn't know anything about her until I started compiling this list. I'm just putting it out there. And I honestly couldn't put Kim Cattrall on this either, but I thought about it. Wow.
So we're sitting with
I'm going with Woodcock. Going to go with Woodcock. All right. Billy Bob Thornton. I think Mark Cooper and Mr. Woodcock, as much as I've liked Freddie Shoup in Summer School, I think we don't need another slacker. Well, we don't have one.
So, but, quick question. How long is it going to be before we see a faculty disturbance between Mr. Woodcock and Professor Walter White?
2 hours into day one.
My money's on Walt. Woodcock.
Might be the first assembly. I don't know.
Although if I got a chance to hire Russell Geddes, I would hire him just for the fact that he shut that one kid up with that whole LeBron versus Michael Jordan argument. How many rings does LeBron have? Well, that doesn't matter. It's the only thing that matters. Okay. All right. So let's move on to substitutes. I need two substitutes. I have Mr. Garvey from Key and Peele, played by Keegan-Michael Key. Dorothy Spornak from The Golden Girls, played by Bea Arthur. Jonathan Schale from The Substitute, played by Tom Berenger. Scott Delacorte from Bad Teacher, played by Justin Timberlake. Peggy Hill from King of the Hill. Kathy Jimmy, now she was a substitute teacher that taught Spanish, but she was a substitute teacher. And Mrs. Murdoch, who wound up in the wrong list, we're not going to count her. She actually goes in others. She's a shop teacher, so she's going to go in another category. So those are the ones. So drop Mrs. Murdoch from your list and give me a couple of substitute teachers.
Scott Delacorte, come on down.
Yep. I see you there. What else you got for me?
And Peggy Hill.
Scott Delacorte and Peggy Hill. Chris?
I'll take Peggy Hill.
But okay, so Peggy Hill makes it.
But I got to take Dorothy as well.
See? Have you guys ever seen Mr. Garvey from Key and Peele?
Yeah, I have. And
okay.
He would take 75 minutes getting through roll call and not get anything done. Which is the only reason I wouldn't hire him.
Shut up, A.A. Ron.
You're not messed up, A.A. Ron.
Where's the nice at? Okay. I kind of like Jonathan Schale here from the substitute because he probably doesn't have any qualifications because, let's face it, he was a special forces guy. And he probably would conflict with Woodcock and White, to be honest. We've already taken Peggy Hill because she's a substitute teacher, but she can also teach us a foreign language so badly, but she can still teach it.
And she could also teach sex education too.
See, I didn't watch enough of that show to know that.
See, and, I did. I did like very early on. Hank Hill was mortified when he found this stuff out.
Interesting. I'm going to go with Scott Delacorte from Bad Teacher. I think that so I'll side with Casey for that one. Not to mention that he has money, and we may need a fundraiser, and he can donate the watches.
And maybe Mr. White can do like a science drive for us and bring another source of income for us too. That'd be helpful.
That'd be helpful. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
We want to be a successful school.
He can make some brownies for us.
That's right. Okay, so let's look at some others. Okay, we have Mrs. Murdoch, the shop teacher from Grease. She played by Alice Ghostly. She helped them build Grease Lightning. We have the econ teacher from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, played by Ben Stein. Talk about another one who would probably have trouble getting through roll call. Carl Reed, the janitor from The Breakfast Club, played by John Capelos. Mrs. Garrett, she was a dietitian at first before she took on other roles in The Facts of Life, not The Facts of Light, which I have typed, played by Charlotte Ray. Mr. Gordon from 21 Jump Street, the movie, yeah, he's played by Chris Parnell. Secretary Blanche Hodel from Grease, played by Dodie Goodman. Wendell Hall, the debate teacher from Clueless, played by Wallace Shawn. Jim McAllister, civics from Election, that was played by Matthew Broderick. Bert Nickerson, the typing coach from All the Right Moves, he also coached football, played by Craig T. Nelson. And George Feeney from Boy Meets World, played by William Daniels. And Chris, you have an objection to George Feeney. He played another, he taught another thing, right?
Well, here's the thing. He was a teacher for most of the show, but wound up becoming the principal later on. So could fall under both.
So do we need to move him over into the principal list, or do we need to have an assistant principal here?
I'm okay with leaving him as an assistant principal.
Okay, so we'll leave him in this list as an assistant principal. Okay, Chris, why don't you start us off?
And since we mentioned George Feeney, I'm going to go ahead and nominate him now because he's a no-brainer for me, but the other pick for me would be the econ teacher from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Bueller. All right, before Casey goes, I'm going to make my thing, and then Casey can break ties or take it to whichever way we go, okay? I would say that George Feeney I would agree with. My other one would be Carl Reed, the janitor from The Breakfast Club, played by John Capelos. He's the one who gives it to Mr. Vernon, the principal there that was acting like a jerk. And, you know, basically, you know, he's kind of the cool guy. He's a janitor, but he's a cool guy and a guy who gets it. And to me, having that kind of person there for the kids to have and hopefully respect, I would go with that guy.
So you pick two.
Yeah, we're picking two. I'm I, I And I agreed with Chris on Feeney, so you're outvoted there. So
yeah, about to say Feeney. We're going to hire him, and we're going to hire the econ teacher, Mr. Stein, because we need to get these academics up.
Oh boy! So the econ teacher,
and he had money too. I mean, we used to be able to win Ben Stein's money. So
yeah. Very okay. Underrated show, by the way. Very underrated show.
All I know is that he was Nixon's speechwriter. So, let's see. That's vice principal and then econ teacher. Making notes. So, when we go through our final roster, I have it. So, let's look at principals now. The straw that stirs the drink. We're looking at – oh, my gosh. How did I leave that person off this? Did I leave – I did, didn't I?
Who have you left off?
I left arts and sciences off. I never did even get Glenn Holland on this list, did I?
Oh, wow.
Oh, well. Oh, well. Hmm. That's because I couldn't get too many arts teachers and all that. So, all right. All those in favor of hiring Glenn Holland for music?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. We just hired Glenn Holland.
There you go.
Okay.
We're the board. We can do whatever.
Yeah, we're not going to cut out the arts and science at this school like yeah. Everybody else.
I know how much you guys enjoy music appreciation.
spoiler alert, not very much. Mm.
Yeah. That was last episode. They should have listened to it by now. Okay, so here's our principals. Helen Jacobs from Mr. Holland's Opus, played by Olympia Dukakis. Rick Latimer from The Principal, played by Jim Belushi. That is the principal, not the pencil, which I typed. Richard Belding from Saved by the Bell, played by Dennis Haskins. Ronald, I'm just going to say Duche, from Picture of the Year, played by Keegan-Michael Key. Seymour Skinner from The Simpsons, played by Harry Shearer. Brother Thaddeus from Heaven Help Us, played by Donald Sutherland. Ralph Durbin from AP Bio, played by Patton Oswalt. Richard Tyler from Fist Fight, played by Dean Norris. And Mrs. McGee from Grease, played by Eve Arden.
We're hiring two principals?
No, you're just hiring one. We got a vice principal. One. You're only hiring one here. And I know it's hard.
Oof.
I know.
Mr. Belden was a great principal in Saved by the Bell. I think he'll be a great principal for this school, too. So I'm going to hire Mr. Belden.
Chris, I'm going to let you have the final say here.
Okay.
So I'm going to put mine out there, and then you put yours out there, and then we may have to argue about it if we all three disagree. Okay. Okay. I'm going for Rick Latimer from The Principal, played by Jim Belushi. This guy was tough. He could take on gangs, and he set that school right. Now, you know, I know we have Walt White for security, but you need another. If you've got Mr. Woodcock and Walter White as part of your teachings and Mr. Hand, you're going to have a strong arm to keep these guys in line and somebody who's not afraid to use a freaking baseball bat. So my vote's for Rick Latimer.
Well, as hard as it would be for me to leave Seymour Skinner out, I got to go with Mr. Belding.
Richard Belding.
It's kind of a no-brainer for me.
We're going to hire a principal who's going to be consistently outwitted by our students. Sounds like a recipe for good education. Now, to our listeners out there who wondered why I didn't use people like Luann Johnson from Dangerous Minds or Aaron Grewell from Freedom Riders, Jaime Escalante from Stand and Deliver, Joe Clark from Lean on Me, those are real people. And I did not put them in here for that very reason. So to recap, guys, you feeling good about our school?
I give it 1 week.
Well, here's our week. Now, maybe later on we worry about hiring coaches, but for right now, here is our lineup. For English, John Keating from Dead Poets Society. For science, Walter White from Breaking Bad. Math, you have Mrs. Norbury from Mean Girls. For history, you have Arnold Hand from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. For PE, we have Mark Cooper from Hang On Mr. Cooper and Mr. Woodcock from Mr. Woodcock. Our substitute teachers are Peggy Hill and Scott Delacorte. Our vice principal is George Feeney. Our econ teacher is the econ teacher. That's how he was billed in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I'm sorry, George Feeney was from Boy Meets World. Our music teacher is Glenn Holland from Mr. Holland's Opus because we didn't have another one. And our principal is Richard Belding from Saved by the Bell. I don't think we're going to get accredited.
I think we should wait a couple of days before we have our first assembly. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
At least.
It's going to be interesting to see if we get any students or if they all transfer out of the county.
Well,
it would be
adventurous to go every day, regardless of whether they kept coming or not. But yeah, let's take a break here, and then we will finish up with One's Got to Go after this. So stay with us. Welcome back to the Casserole of Nonsense, the coronavirus sessions. This is the teacher's edition of our separation anxiety, or whatever you want to call it. But we picked our high school. We went through that in the last segment and talked a lot about teachers in this episode. We've got one more thing to do. We got to kick somebody out because there are some bad principals and or vice principals out there. And so this segment, One's Got to Go, is where we're going to do just that. So we've got four choices here, and I'll go ahead and bring those up. The first one, Ed Rooney from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, played by Jeffrey Jones. We've got Richard Vernon from The Breakfast Club, played by Paul Gleason. From Back to the Future, Gerald Strickland, played by James Tolkien. And from Teen Wolf, Rusty Thorne, played by Jim McCrell. Scott, who's got to go?
Well, now, looking at this, I mean, this is all kind of a murderer's row. So you got to look at who the worst ones are. I mean, you look at Ed Rooney. He basically stalked a kid for an entire day. Broke into a house. That's pretty bad. Then you had Richard Vernon, who basically is taking out his deficiencies in life on a group of kids that deservedly should have been in detention, but I mean, they shouldn't have been in Stalag 17. Gerald Strickland, I'll come back to him. Rusty Thorne, again, he liked a girl, and she married a wolf, and he got all bent out of shape about it. But he wets his pants in the end. I'm not too worried about a guy like that. My vote's got to be for Gerald Strickland because this guy was a jerk in like three different time periods. He was a jerk in the 50s. He was a jerk in the 1850s. And he was a jerk in the 80s. And it was a bloodline that needed to end somewhere. But somebody kept sleeping with the son of a gun. And he kept procreating and having kids that were jerks. And, and if I hear the word slacker one more time, I wish somebody would have slacked his head off. Looks like somebody slacked his hair off for certain. So to me, Gerald Strickland, he's got to go.
Casey, I want to disagree with you on this. You mean Principal Strickland motivated Marty McFly to not be basically what am I trying to say? He motivated him not to be a slacker by the constant bashing and bickering that he gave to him. There's only one person on this list that committed felonies, and that is Ed Rooney. Ed Rooney broke into someone's house. He committed the cardinal sin. He goes to a pizza shop and he asks the person making the pizza who's winning between the Braves and the Cubs. And he said, it's tied. And he goes, well, who's winning? And the guy goes, the Bears. He's a total idiot. And he committed crimes. It's got to be Ed Rooney.
Well, nice. When you two put it that way, and these were the two I was going to go back and forth on anyway, but there's being an asshole, and then there's being a dumbass, and you don't want a dumbass for a principal, so Ed Rooney is gone.
I thought he paid for it, though, when the dog just kind of nibbled on him there at the end. I'll accept defeat here because Ed Rooney probably would have been my other one. I just think that somewhere along the line, Richard Vernon gets beat up by his wife somewhere along the line.
That's bad enough.
He's got, I mean, Rusty Thorne, you know, nobody can undo the damage of it. Somebody, you know, he peed in his pants on, you know, in front of, I mean, that's just the ultimate. He's got to retire at that point. He just, you know, there's no credibility. So I get it with the Ed Rooney thing, but, you know, he was actually doing his job. And let's face it, Ferris got away with a lot of crap.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
And Ed Rooney had finally just had enough. It broke him. Ferris broke Mr. Rooney.
And that's the reason he has to go.
Gerald Strickland was a jerk across centuries. But I'll accept that one's got to go. Ed Rooney, see ya.
Yep. And just like this episode. We'll see you next time. Did you like that?
I like that, Chris. Well, nice job.
Well, good. Let's just leave on that. Thanks for listening to us. We'll see you next time. Stay safe and don't get the wrong.
Take care.